The other Gemara says, Reb Lezer says, no, af b'mokam she'osru liyachad, even in a place that it says, lady, nalani b'miyachad, leave over your animal overnight with the goyim, still it's no steer to our Mishnah, it could be muta limchor, still in that same place, it may be muta to sell to them. What's the difference? My timer. There's a swear that goyim will not live with their own animals, because if they own the animal, and if you live with it, you may make it a nakara, it won't be able to have children. So goyim do not want to ruin their own animals. So even though they have a taiva to live with the animals, in certain makaymas, it's not worth it for them. They will not do it, because they do not want to ruin their own animals. But it's only if they own the animal. Whereas a Jew comes and sleeps overnight there and leaves his animal there, the goyim there for sure will live with the animal. So therefore, any place, you're not allowed to leave your animal, a Jewish animal, by the goyim overnight. But that our Mishnah says, certain places you're allowed to sell them a behemah daka, that's still true. Because in that place, the pshat is, even though the goyim enjoy living with animals, but they will not do it with their own animal. They're afraid to ruin their own animal. So therefore, you're allowed to sell to them, because once you sell to them, they will not live with it anymore. Then the Mishnah says, "Uvachol makom ein mut." No, the Gemara says, "Vayta." The Gemara says, "Biaf Rav Hodebei." Rav also retracted from his first teretz, and he holds like this last teretz. The Yomer Rav Tachlipa, Yomer Rav Shaila Baravimi, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, or the Kechovim Chas al Behem Teshleti Eker. You see, Rav also said this answer, that goyim are afraid of their own animals, they will not live with them, because they do not want to make them into an akora, to make them barren, they can't have children. So therefore, that's a svara to make a chiluk. So true, there are certain places that the goyim will even live with their own animals. Therefore, the Mishnah says in that mokum, the minig is, not to sell a behem medaka to a goy. But other places, you're allowed to sell a behem medaka to a goy, because in that place, the goyim will not live with them, since they own the animal. However, if it's a Jewish animal that's being left overnight, then for sure they will live with the animal. Therefore, it's also b'chol mokum to leave your miyachad, your animals, with them overnight. Then the Mishnah says, of a b'chol mokum at any place, ein merchem behem agasa. You're not allowed to sell a big animal to a goy. So the question is, my time, what's the problem? So Gemara answers that even though you want to tell me in this place that you're allowed to sell them a behem adaka, you're not afraid they'll live with your own animals, but still you can't sell them a big animal because we're afraid they'll come to do work with the big animal and they'll work with it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, so what? For never let them work with their animals even on Shabbos. Kivun de zavna kniya. Since you sold it to them, it belongs to them. It's a goyish animal now. So there's no issur. A goy is allowed to work on Shabbos. Adarabba, if a goy rests on Shabbos, it's chayiv misa. So what's wrong with selling an animal to a goy? Once the goy owns it, let him do work with it on Shabbos. So what should be the issur? So the Gemara answers, gzeru mishum shalom u mishum schiris. That we're afraid, if we'll get used to selling these big animals to goyim, that the goyim do work with them, maybe we'll also come to rent it to them, or to lend it to them. Now, if we lend it to them, shela, or else we rent it to them, it still belongs to the Jew. So we have to be afraid, maybe the goy will rent it over the weekend, and they'll work with it on Shabbos, and then the Jew is over the Yisra, Shrisas Behemtoi. There's a law, a Jew has to make sure his animal rests on Shabbos. So that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid if we come to get used to selling it to them, we also may lend it to them and rent it to them. So Gemara asks the question, Shelo Kiniya, the Yagra Kiniya. What's wrong if we rent or lend our animals to the Goyim? There's a Kinyan Shelo. When a Goy takes and lends it from us, it becomes a Shom Yisrael, it's Chayav Anointin. Anything that happens to it, the Goy has to pay it back. So the Sol Achru, the Goy has a Kinyan. So it's like the guys. So when he works with it, he's working with his own. So again, what should be the problem? So Gemara says, and who would then if he rents it? Since he's paying for it, he has a kinyan. So Gemara says, Elo Omarav Omaromi, Brei the Rav Yebo, Gzeira Mishum Nisuni. There's a Gzeira that the guy may come to test a Jew's animal. And like this, the Zimna de Zavna Lo Nhalei Samach Leshkiya Sacham de Male Shabbata. Sometimes a Jew may be about to make a sale, to sell his cow to a goy on Erev Shabbos right before Shkia. The Omalei, and the goy says to the Jew, Tor nesiayin alei, or else could be the Jew says to the guy, you know what, you have a doubt, go and test it. Go see how good it is. Go see how it could carry a lot of weight. So what happens is that the guy will load up the animal, and it's already Shabbos now, fishomole lekoilo, and the animal will hear the voice of the master, of the owner, and the animal will move loaded with all these packages because of the owner. And the Jew is happy with this fact that the guy is moving now, because it shows that he's a strong animal. If so, and it comes out now the Jew is over the Slav of be mechamer, meaning causing your animal to move when it's loaded with things on Shabbos. Alright, turn over. And the Gemara says, Alachar is that the Hamechamer Racha Behem to be Shabbos Chayev Chatis. The Jew that's over this love of Mechamer, according to one man, the Yom, the Gemara on Shabbos, he's Chayev Chatis. So I really try to ask the question, like before, normally, why do we have to come onto this time of Mechamer? Why don't we tape it like Mishum de Averov Shvisas Behem to Lechud? So today's answer is, for this small Chash of Nisyoni, that I may only take a few minutes on Shabbos, it will only be a love of Shrisas Behemta, which is only pure love, for that the Rabbanim will not make this big gzera. It's only because it's possible to be over a chometik and a love of Mechamer. That's when the Gemara ends off, that there's a manyam that holds to the Mechamer and Acha Behemta, Bishabbos Chayat Chatis. That's the gzera. We do not want you to sell any animal to a goy, because we're afraid maybe the sale will take place right before Shabbos, and then the Jew, the owner, may be over the sister of Mechamer. Mas give Laura Shisha bread Ravidi or Schiris Mikanyo, like what did you say before? Of the etzim Isra of renting, there would not be any problem because it belongs to the goy. Is that true? For Yotznan, we learned later Alocha that after Mokim Shomul Haskir, even in a place that a Jew was allowed to rent out an apartment to a goy, but it says clearly later, Lerla Beis Divarmu, you're not allowed to rent it to him for an apartment to him to sleep on. Sleep in, why? Mifnei, you have to be afraid the guy will bring in and avoid the Zohar into the house. So the question is, so what? You're going to tell me that Tchiris Kanya is such a locha. Tchiris has a kinyan, it belongs to the guy. When the guy brings in, he's bringing it into his own house. So what should be the avera for a guy to bring in and avoid the Zohar into his own house? So my answer is no. Shani avodas kechovim tichamiri. Could be, even if you want to tell me, maybe there is a Kenyan Schiris. The house, the apartment belongs to the guy. But still there's an Isser for a Jew to let it come into his house. Because the Pasuk says, Holoi sovi tueva al bitecha. You cannot bring a tueva, a disgusting thing, into your house. So even though there's a type of a Kenyan Schiris, but since Lamaisa, the house still belongs to the Jew, it's not nice for the Jew to let this come into his house. So it could be Schiris is Kanya, but still the Jew cannot bring it in. Mask of Lord Rav Yitzchok, bread of Mishashio. Well, Schiris Mikanya, is it true that Schiris is a Kenyan? If you're Tanan, we learn like this. Yisrael Shesocha Poro Mikoyin. If a Jew rents a cow from a Koyin, Salochor is Yachlenu Kashini Truma. The Yisrael now is allowed to feed a Truma. And since the Poro belongs to the Koyin, and the Koyin's allowed to feed a Truma, so what did Yisrael not to feed a Truma? And the opposite way, for Koyin Shesocha Poro Mi Yisrael. A Kohen that rents a cow from a Jew, even though the Kohen now has the obligation to feed it today, he's not allowed to feed it this Kashin, that's the animal food of Truma. Why? Because the animal belongs to a Kohen, it belongs to Israel. Since it belongs to Israel, the Kohen cannot feed a Truma. Now the question is why? If you're going to think and tell me, that's Chirus Kanyo, that now that the Kohen is renting this cow, it belongs to him. Why can't the Kohen feed a Truma? The cow belongs to him, it's his cow, he should be able to feed him Truma. Ella, rather, Shmamin, here's a good proof that Chirus is like Kanya, that there's no Kenyan Chirus. Even though the Kohen here is renting it, but still the main owner is still the Jew, and therefore he cannot feed a Truma. So the more is coming out now that there's no Kenyan Chirus. Moore says, if so, Fahash to the Yama, now that you're telling me Schiris like Kanya, there's no Kenyan of Schiris and Echanami, I'll tell you the reason why now let's sell something to a guy, it's gzerim mishum schiris, or gzerim mishum shayla, or gzerim mishum nisun. You have all these three gzeris that the Chorah Gemara takes on, that the same way schiris is not kanya, the same way shayla also is no kinyan shayla, still belongs to the main owner. Therefore, the reason why the Rabbanah made a gzera not to sell a behema gasa to a guy is because of all these gzeris. We're afraid if you get used to selling it to them, you may also rent it to them, you may lend it to them over Shabbos, and then the Jew will be over the Yisr Shvises Behemta. And the Wadin, you may also come to sell it right before Shabbos, and the Jew then will be over the Yisr of Mechamer when the guy tests it. The other Gemara says, Rav Ada Shori Lezvuni Chamro Ayoda de Safira. Rav Ada permitted to sell a Behem Agasa to a guy through a salesman, through a middleman, Ayoda de Safira, through a middleman. Even though the middleman is a Jew, he's a salesman, but you're allowed to sell through him. Why? Imishrim Nisuni, if we're afraid that maybe the salesman will sell to a guy, and he'll let the guy try it out right before Shabbos. Holo Yoda la Kaili, the Yoda Machmosai. First of all, the animal is not so used to the salesman. Even though the animal is loaded with goods, it will not move because of the kail, the voice of the salesman. I, Vimishram Shevlis, he was never afraid he may rent it or lend it out to a guy over Shabbos. No. Kivan, the lady day, since it doesn't belong to the salesman, he only has it to sell it. Loy Moishav, Loy Moiger. He will not lend it or rent it out. So you don't have any of these gezeris. For Yoit, secondly, also, even Mishram Nisuni, Mishram Loy Nigla Daimuma, that the salesman will not even let a guy test it. In other words, he only has it to sell it. He doesn't want any mum to be nizgal. He doesn't want people to know exactly what's wrong with it. He keeps on selling, saying, I'm selling it as is. So, and if he can't sell it, he'll be stuck with it. So therefore, the salesman does not like to let people test it out. So therefore, there's no gzera mishum nisyuni. Only by the owner. He doesn't care so much. If you don't buy it, then I'll keep it. So therefore, to sell an animal through salesman, it's okay. Talmud says, Rav Huna zoven he parv l'ad gechovim. Rav Huna sold a cow to a guy. Omulei Rav Chizah said to him, my time of it, my heart, how come he did like this? Our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to sell a behem agasa to a guy. Omulei Rav Huna said back, Eimo l'shchita zavna. I've right to say, maybe this guy that I sold it to, he bought a tidit. If he bought a tidit, he's going to shecht it right away. And therefore, there's no gzeris will come to work with it over Shabbos. He did not come to buy it to work with it. He bought it for eating purposes. So Rashi speaks out. I, the Mishnah, said this also. So Rashi says, "Umastisim either be behema tameya." Talking about a behema tameya that usually do not take it to eat. You buy it to work with. Even the goyim do not eat it. Inami b'tari, even an animal that's edible, over meforishlei avikachovim to lekume koi. So the guy is saying clearly, I want to keep it, I want to buy it to keep it. Then we have the gzeri may come to do work with it on Shabbos. But if it's a behema, tahira, that you have right to say he's going to eat it, then it's muta. Alright, we'll stop there, continue on the next tape.
Yeah. Again, test of over the bottom Gemara just again. The Meister was Rav Huna Zoven Ahu Paro Lerdikovim. Rav Huna sold cow to another Gechovim. So Omalei Rav Chizda said that to Rav Huna, my time of it, Marochi, how come you acting like this? Our Mishnah says that the Chol Mokoim ain't Merchum Lehem Behem Agasa. At all places you're not allowed to sell a big animal that could do work to another Gechovim. And the Gemara before we have three reasons why, according to the Maskana, if you hold Tchiris and Shalas Lekanya, we're afraid that maybe you'll rent it or lend it out to a guy over the weekend, and he'll use your animal working with it over Shabbos, and the Jew is over Shvisas Behemtoi, or else we're afraid that maybe the Jew will have a deal with the guy, and right before Shabbos, when the deal is supposed to go through, the guy will say, let me try it out, and then he'll try it out on Shabbos, and the Jew will be over Mechamer during Shabbos. So those are the reasons why you're not allowed to sell an animal or behema gasa that could do work to a guy. So Zechash Hakam Rav Huna sold it. So Marin says, Omalei Rav Huna answered back, Eimo l'shchita zavna. I have a right to say, I know, tesvov on my base. I know that this guy is buying it for shita. He's not buying the animal to do work with it. He's not going to leave it around. He's taking it home to eat it. Therefore it's muta. So Rashi explains, our Mishnah says, b'chol mokim it's also. So Rashi says, either the Mishnah is talking about a behema temeya, that usually even the goyim do not eat the meat, like a horse, or else ox, other animals, that behema temeya. Or else Rashi says, even by a behema Torah, mefarish, if the guy tells us clearly, he wants the animal to leave it, to work with it, and then it's forbidden to sell to the guy. But here, Rav Huna had a right to say, I'm selling it to this guy, and Lishchita, the guy B'chavim is buying it to use it right away. Therefore, there's no gezeres that he may work with it, because he's not taking it to work, and it's not going to stay around, because he plans to eat it fast.